If you use public transportation in the Richmond area, you need to hear the next few minutes on Face to Face on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean. Two major changes are happening to buses in the Richmond area. One is the Pulse. It's a different type of bus service from all the way from Rocket's Landing to Willow Lawn. The other change may affect you even more. There are new GRTC route names and numbers, and a change in some bus stops. Here to tell you what's going on is Carrie Rose Pace, Director of Communications for the GRTC Transit System. Carrie, the Pulse is a new type of bus service for the Richmond area. How is the Pulse different from what we have been used to?
The Pulse is bus rapid transit service. It's a high quality, high capacity, rapid transit service. It stops less frequently. It uses smart technology and design to enable it to save time. And ultimately, that's the point, to get you from point A to point B, whatever that may be, faster, more frequently, and certainly more reliably than a regular bus would.
There's a lot of stations going up along Broad Street. How do they work?
There are two types of stations. There are stations that are in the curbside, just like you're used to with a regular bus stop, except that they have better amenities, more shelter, interactive wayfinding information. You can buy your fares at the ticket vending machine using credit and debit cards, cash coin, just like always, and even some new smart payment technology that's coming down the line shortly. Other stations are in the median, which is actually not a new idea to Richmond. Those of our listeners who may recall the streetcar trolley system, it also operated in the median of Broad Street and in the middle of other streets. And this is what we're going back to. It is a time-saving, efficient way to get through a very busy part of the route, which is between Thompson in the Scott's Addition Museum District neighborhood area, all the way to the Arts District, which is near the Quirk Hotel, the Virginia Rep, that Arts and Culture Center as you get closer to downtown. So that's the stretch of the road where we're in the middle of the street. Regardless of whether you're in a curbside or a median station, you're always going to access them at safe, signalized pedestrian crossings.
We may have jumped ahead. What is the route? I mentioned Rocket's Landing to Willow Lawn and back, but specifically?
It is 7.6 miles between Rocket's Landing, which is on Orleans and Main, all the way out East Main Street to 14th Street downtown, to Broad Street, all the way out to Willow Lawn in Henrico County.
How frequently will the buses run?
Every 10 minutes during the morning and the evening peak, every 15 minutes the rest of the day, and then very late at night after 11:30, every 30 minutes until about 1 a.m.
And as I understand it, it is so technically advanced that the buses can stay on schedule.
Yes, the buses have technology installed on them to talk to all of the traffic signals, of which there are 53 intersections along that 7.6 mile route. So if I'm the bus, I can talk ahead to the entire traffic signal network, telling it where I am and if I need to make up some time. Perhaps I had three bicycles loaded on the front of my bus and two mobility devices to secure, which meant I spent more time as a bus at that Pulse station, and I now need to make that time up along the route. So I'll holler ahead to the lights and say leave them green, or once we get in and out of median lanes, we have something called queue jump, which enables us to cross over lanes of traffic to get out or in the bus only lanes.
Is the fare any different from the regular bus system that we've known from time to time?
No, the Pulse is technically considered a local route, so it's part of the local fare structure, which is $1.50 per ride, or 75 cents for reduced fare customers, which is individuals age 65 and older, individuals with certain disabilities, and minors aged 18 and younger. And of course, it's completely free for our CARE paratransit customers.
And how do people pay?
There are a variety of ways to pay that we will offer for the Pulse. You can pay with credit and debit card at the ticket vending machine and buy your ride, or buy other passes that we offer. You can pay with our new mobile phone app, which is a smart app which will let you pay for your fare in advance and preload passes onto your phone. You simply scan it at the station to validate your ride. Or you can, just like always, if you need to connect onto the Pulse from other local bus routes, pay at that bus's fare box and then take your pass and use it on the Pulse as well.
I heard you say you can add fares to your account. If you're a regular user, can you load up the fares on your device or whatever?
Yes, the mobile payment app will enable you to purchase whatever passes you want, and then you don't activate them until you're actually ready to use them. So you can pre-buy them, and they're just waiting until you're ready to ride.
You mentioned the traffic signals, and there are bus-only lanes now on Broad Street. How will that affect regular traffic?
Well, the goal of the design is to ensure the safety for all users of the corridor. So you will see and experience things like dedicated protected left turns across Broad Street that did not exist before. There are also some new traffic signals that did not exist before that ensures safe movement of all vehicles, whether it's a bus or an automobile or a truck or a bicyclist. It doesn't matter. We wanted to improve safe east-west, north-south movements. That also applies to pedestrians, because at all of these signalized intersections, we've made ADA improvements to the intersections, to the crosswalks, to make sure that they are, first of all, ADA compliant, and then easier to use and safely get across. We also added other non-signalized but new ADA crossings through some of the busiest pedestrian areas, like what you see at VCU Monroe Park, and then also in the Arts District area. So you will see and experience a wider median that is ADA accessible with gaps that allow for people to cross, even if it's not at a signalized four-way intersection.
I mentioned that there are bus-only lanes. Is there a penalty for driving in a bus-only lane?
A bus-only lane is for buses only, except in the downtown. Downtown between 4th and 14th Street are curbside bus-only lanes, which means that we share that bus-only lane with bicyclists. We encourage cyclists to be in those bus-only lanes and right-turning vehicles. So if you're, for example, heading eastbound on Broad and you need to take a right turn onto 8th Street, which is southbound, then as an automobile, you would safely merge into the bus-only lane behind our bus, of course, and then take a right after you look for any pedestrians who may be crossing.
These are brand new buses. Are there any special features on the buses themselves?
The special features are primarily the technology that we used and installed to enable the buses to talk to the traffic signal network. They are also specially calibrated to make sure that they all safely and securely dock with every station platform so that we minimize the gap between the platform and the bus entry. That way we don't have to kneel the ramp and deploy the ramp and let people get on and off that way. It's a time saver. You're trying to let people comfortably roll or walk on through the front door and then walk on and off through the back door.
Any other features we should know about?
Free Wi-Fi. We will offer free Wi-Fi on every Pulse bus, which is something that we've tested sporadically over the years on specific routes. We would like to test it again on the Pulse. That was some of the feedback that we heard during the public engagement, was that our riders wanted to try Wi-Fi again, and we will see how it goes.
At the stations themselves, they are technically advanced as well, mm-hmm. and you can tell where the buses are.
Right. All of the stations have real-time arrival information, and there's several ways to get that information. You will either see in two places. On the totem, there's a green light that rises up the totem like a thermometer. So the closer the bus is getting to that platform, the higher the green light will go up the totem. There's also overhead a digital display that tells you the time, the date, and also when the next Pulse buses are coming. Now, of course, all this technology is connected to ADA, so there is a button that you can push that will then announce in both English and Spanish the exact same information, and it'll read it out to you, the time, the date, and when the next buses are coming.
That's a great advantage for the visually impaired.
Absolutely. So where you will find it at every station is when you first come up the ADA pedestrian ramp, you'll have the ticket vending machine directly in front of you on the right. And then just to the left of the ticket vending machine is the large round button that you can push to hear the audio announcements for real-time arrival, date, time.
Any other ADA or help for the visually impaired?
There are, of course, tactile rumble strips or warning strips at the edge of every platform, so please feel for the little bumps, because that will tell you that you're approaching the edge of the platform. We ask for everybody to wait behind the tactile rumble strip, the little bumps, until the Pulse bus fully docks with the platform, and you'll hear that it is there. And if you require any assistance, the place that we ask you to wait is near the front of the bus, which is on the farther side of the station, to wait there, and the operator would be glad to assist you.
This is a brand new system. We'll be used to it in a few months, but as it starts up, is there any way for people to get used to it, get help, ambassadors, or anything like that?
We have a variety of ways that we are helping customers get used to this. Regardless of your experience with transit, this is new for everybody. We have travel buddies that you can call to customer service. It's completely free. We will come and pick you up at your home or wherever you wish for us to pick you up, and then we will take you turn by turn on whatever trip you want to practice. Maybe it's getting from home to work or from work to the grocery store, whatever your travel pattern is, we will take you turn by turn and describe, if needed, exactly what you will experience before we ever turn this on in June.
How does someone take advantage of that?
You'll call customer service, which is 804-358-GRTC, and you'll answer a series of questions so that we can identify the best travel buddy to match your need, and we will schedule that as soon as we can.
Repeat the number once again, please.
804-358-GRTC.
You're hearing from Carrie Rose Pace, the Director of Communications for the GRTC Transit System. Now, in addition to the pulse, and this is major for almost everybody who uses public transportation, you'll see many changes in the routes and bus stops all over the Richmond area. Give us the details.
As part of the pulse project, both the City of Richmond and Henrico County took advantage of this major advancement, this major modernization of our transit system provided by the PULTS, to then look at their local routes and see how they can make more efficient use of those routes and maybe either get places faster, get places more frequently, or get places that are farther away than what they used to. So let's start with the city. The city said, let's look at every single route. We're going to completely redesign everything. So all of the City of Richmond's routes are completely different. They are based on new names and numbers, and they're based on a clock schedule. So if you are on a route that comes every 15 minutes, then you'll know, say it comes at your bus stop at 6 a.m., then it'll be there again at 6:15, 6:30, 6:45, and so on. It makes it a lot easier to remember and understand a schedule, and therefore makes it easier to figure out how to use the transit system. If you know that this route comes every 15 minutes, then you know that your wait is short for the next bus to come and get you onto your next destination. So that's the major change with the City of Richmond. As a part of that, we are adding new bus stops and discontinuing old bus stops. We've already gone through the process of changing out the signage, so all of our new signs are in place. They're a little bit more easier to see and certainly to provide information for them, including which routes come and how often they come and what days of the week. But they also have the exact same bus braille icon, which is very familiar whenever you're trying to find where your local bus stop is. That's in the city. In Henrico County, there are two phases that we can talk about. June 24th is the day that all of the city's routes change and the PULTS turns on. Currently, Henrico does not operate weekend service except on paratransit on our care service. But on Monday the 25th, which is a regular Monday for Henrico County, that's when the Henrico County route changes will take effect. There are several routes that will be adjusted to, again, take advantage of the power of the PULTS. So there will be a route that takes you from Willow Lawn out into the western parts of the county. That's the 19, Pemberton. You'll still have the 18 government shuttle, which is still connecting you between Willow Lawn and parts of the west end of Henrico. And then there's a new route called the 79. And it operates from Willow Lawn on to Patterson, all the way out to Regency Square and beyond to, this is new, to Keokasin, to the Gayton Center crossroads area. So that's new. Also, now let's switch to the east end. So now we're in the east end of Henrico County. There's always been a route called the Route 7, 9 Mile. It operates on 9 Mile, does a nice big wide eastern loop through the east end of Henrico. It hits up places like White Oak Shopping Center and some of the communities and schools along the way. This route on June 25th will now service the airport every 30 minutes, Monday through Friday, during the service hours. If you are, for example, an employee trying to get to the airport, this will be a reliable way every 30 minutes to get to your job at the airport. If you are a carry-on-only traveler and you wish to ride GRTC to the airport with your carry-on luggage, two bags, just like the airplanes for carry-on, same rule applies for GRTC, then you can ride GRTC on the Route 7 to the airport and connect to your flight. So that's phase one. Phase two was recently approved by the Board of Supervisors in Henrico County, which will take effect in the fall, we think in September. There will be the largest transit expansion in Henrico County in recent years. They will include the Route 19 going all the way out from Willow Lawn to Short Pump, and not just to the front door of Short Pump, but all the way to somewhere in the Wegmans area. Exact bus stops and turnaround points have not been finalized, but they're under review. So that's a major expansion to a significant employment center in Henrico's West End, as well as a destination at Short Pump to the community as a whole. Then, in the fall, Henrico County will also expand several of their major routes, like the Route 7, like the 19, like the 91, which is a cross-county Laburnum connector route, to weekends and later at night.
I hear you say normal commuters who do this every day have already seen the signs that the routes are changing or the times are changing or the bus stops are changing. But how does someone who just wants to take a bus, for the first time perhaps, they have a car but they don't have it today, they need to take the bus, how do they get information?
There are a variety of ways, and it really gets down to how you learn best. Everybody learns differently. If you like to have a conversation with somebody to talk you through it, call customer service. That's the easiest way. They'll tell you where your closest bus stop is, which bus you'll catch, what time, all of that. They'll help you with that. Or you can use a trip planner online. It's Google-based. You type in point A to point B, just like you would in an automobile, and it'll give you step-by-step instructions, including walking and mobility guidance on how to connect from point A to point B using transit. And we will still have our travel buddies and our outreach ambassadors, which will be out in the field assisting customers at major places like Polk stations in the evening at the temporary transfer plaza, which is where many of the routes that are still operating after 7 o'clock will go to downtown. So we'll be out there to help you.
For the non-sight impaired, is there a place to get information on the internet?
RideGRTC.com. There will be an alert bar with text that says your new GRTC. Click here for updates, and you'll click there, and there's a nice overview, and it's all text. So if you have a voice feature that reads to you what's on the website, then it's very easy to get a comprehensive overview just by letting it read the website to you.
Routes are color-coded.
The routes are color-coded based on that clock face frequency that we were talking about. So if the bus comes every 15 minutes, it's a red route. If the bus comes every 30 minutes, it's a blue route. And if it comes every hour, it's a green route.
Carrie, what you have been describing these last 15 minutes are major changes. A new bus system on Broad Street and changes to routes and the location of bus stops. Riders will need a period of adjustment.
I would say that we acknowledge that change is hard, particularly when GRTC's buses have essentially been the same for decades. So we have riders today who were born and have been riding since they were kids on the exact same route and travel pattern that they've been used to their whole life. And now we're, in some cases, asking them to learn a new pattern, a new way of getting around. We do think that because of the PULTs and these adjustments, that ultimately it will be a benefit to the majority of our riders, that you will be able to have a faster trip and therefore more time to do whatever else you want to do. And we are there to help you to learn how to adjust to this, both before, during, and about a month after all the changes take place. We'll still have people in the field to help you. We will have extended customer service call center hours so that you can call in. Not everyone works a regular 9-to-5, so we want to be open earlier and later to answer your questions and help you.
You mentioned this almost just one of the many changes that are taking place, but it's a major change for a bus route to go all the way out to the West End as far as Short Pump, Wegmans, although that won't take place until the fall. That's major. That will open up a lot of possibilities for not only businesses, but for patrons.
That's exactly what we heard from the Henrico County Board of Supervisors, who did vote on this decision. We know Short Pump is a major destination. It's a major employment center, activity center. There are healthcare facilities out in Short Pump as well. Just as a total quality of life destination, that's one of the key places. So now you have a major one in the East End with White Oak and in the West End with Short Pump.
As we end, I'm going to ask you to give the telephone numbers again for people who want more information.
Our customer service line is 804-358-GRTC. And I will also add in a plug for our travel trainer. Her name is Kelsey, and she does provide customized travel training for anyone who may have some anxiety or general concerns about learning how to ride. She is a former teacher in the Henrico County School District who worked with individuals with disabilities, children, and she has a wealth of knowledge and can meet you wherever you are and help you feel comfortable and independent using GRTC. And she's obviously a completely free service that we offer for our riders.
And again, at that same number.
Same number. You'll ask for our travel trainer, Kelsey.
You've been hearing from Carrie Rose Pace, the Director of Communications for the GRTC Transit System, about major changes in the bus system. Carrie, thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. We look forward to welcoming everyone aboard soon.
And for Face to Face, I'm Lou Dean.